everybody. This is strictly sound test. So this is not, I don't know, it could fall into an episode, maybe. Mostly this is for sound check testing only. So here we go. I'm having problems with my Bluetooth, with my sound. Hopefully on this one I can maybe fix it. We're gonna find out, aren't we? Lincoln, I want you to say hi to everybody.
Hey, what is up? I am one dog in the world where we all went floating.
Oh, shit. Whoops.
Lincoln, I don't know how you changed that like that, but I'm impressed. So, now, I'm going to try this. I'm going to do this. Okay. Now, that's going to be, am I on Bluetooth? Am I on Bluetooth for this? I think I am. All right. I am connected. So, now I'm, okay. My voice is like, yeah, okay. Now let's go into about reading something. We're going to read about something. Here we go. This is astronomy news, just in case anyone's listening. Astronomers anticipate a once-in-a-lifetime nova explosion in 2024. This will be a story soon. Okay? Now, all right, I turned that down. Okay. Fort Wayne, WFFT. Astronomy experts are anticipating a rare celestial event that you may be able to see with your naked eye. Astronomers from Northeast Indiana all the way to NASA are researching the T Corona Borealis, or the T.CRB, star system. I'm not real sure exactly where that is, but I'll find out for you. I will. TCRB is a binary star system nearly 3,000 light years away. Pretty far. As a binary system, it is actually comprised of two stars. Joe Novosel, a visual astronomer for the Fort Wayne Astronomy Society, explains that the stars in TCRB are in fact physically in contact with each other. So, it's called a contact binary. One of the stars is a red giant. The other star in the system is a white dwarf. They're very small. White dwarfs are about the size of the Earth, but have the mass of the Sun, so their gravitational attraction is very strong. Now, I'm going to try something on this. Again, this was all a sound check thing. Now, this was music that was playing on my board. I want to see if it goes in and out like it was doing. Okay, so I'm going to turn these off. Now I'm going to do this, run this on here. Okay. It's going to be running through my phone. Okay. Yeah, here we go. Let's see if it cuts in and out. Okay. Oops. There we go. Okay. Now we're good. All right. So this is running from my phone now. Okay. Okay. Maybe my Bluetooth. I'm gonna turn this off of here and go on to. See, I don't. Alright, now this is running on my. Off the Podbean app on my phone. Let's see if this works better on my phone onto here, okay? Alright. Where did my thing go? Oh yeah, here we go. Okay. Now, what is it, Corona Borealis? T TCRB is a binary star system nearly 3,000 light away, anticipating a nova explosion. Okay, I'm going to turn that off. All right. Novacell is also part of the Society of Applied Spectroscopy and has been doing research on TCRB with the SAS. They are interested in this star because a nova explosion is expected later this year, and it could make TCRB so bright that you may be able to view it with your naked eye. Bill Cook is the lead for NASA's Meteoroid Environment Office, and he explains that the white dwarf star is surrounded by an accretion disk. The disk is caused by much cooler red giant ejecting mass onto the surface of the smaller, hotter white dwarf. Cook says that the red giant keeps dumping matter on the surface until there is so much matter on the surface of the white dwarf that what we call a thermonuclear runaway happens. Think of it like a huge bomb going off on the surface of the white dwarf, and it blows all of that material out into space. And this causes that system to brighten by hundreds of times, and that's why we call it, that's why we call it a nova. So, wonder if that cut in and out. Okay. When will this TCRB go nova? Parentheses. TCRB is expected to explode sometime between now and September, but the exact timing of this event is uncertain. Novacell's calls the nova a once-in-a-lifetime experience, as a TCRB has exploded just twice since the 1800s. I've never seen one. The last explosion was in 1946, nearly 80 years ago. From these two prior explosions, Novacell says astronomers have determined that the 80-year gap is how long it takes for the white dwarf accretion disk to build up. He explains that the rate of accumulation isn't constant. There's no reason that it has to be constant. It depends entirely on the orbits, whether or not they're circular or whether they're elliptical, so that it can pull more material off at one point or another. So it really just depends on the time it takes for the accretion process to develop the point where it can... He says that many professional telescopes across the world will be on the nova, hoping to gather more research and learn more about the extremely rare phenomenon. All right. Now that was running off of my thing off of my phone. Okay. Now we're going to try both. Now this is running off my phone and off of the board. Okay. Let's see how this sounds. Nobel is part of the Society of Applied Spectroscopy and has the research in CRB. Okay. They are interested in the star because nova explosion is expected later this year, and it could make TCRB so bright that you may be able to view it with the naked eye. Bill Cook is the lead. They are interested in the star because nova explosion is expected later this year, and it could make TCRB so bright that it's naked with the naked eye, as I said. Bill Cook is a lead for NASA's Meteoroid Environment Office, and he explains that the white dwarf star is surrounded by an accretion disk. This disk is caused by the much cooler red giant ejecting mass onto the surface of the smaller, hotter white dwarf. Cook says that the red giant keeps dumping matter on the surface until there is so much matter on the surface of the white dwarf that what we call a thermonuclear runaway happens. Think of it like a huge bomb going off on the surface of the white dwarf, of that white dwarf, and it blows all of that material out into space, and this causes that system to brighten by hundreds of times, and that's what we call a nova. When will this TRCB go nova? That's a wonderful question. Yeah. This is, I really, man, I missed my astronomy podcast. And I will drag some things of my astronomy into this one. And vice versa, probably. I'm about to get my astronomy podcast to start kicking again. Now, it's not like one of those good astronomy podcasts. There's, you know. But I try to break it down into, you know, the, you know, where it's just not boring, but. Because some astronomy stuff can be really boring, but I try to make it fun, or not so, but, of course, Lincoln makes it way fun. He wrecked our UFO, well, now it's been a couple months ago, so we're a little limited on how far out into the solar system we can go, currently, but, Lincoln says, Lincoln Wright, that we're going to be getting that fixed, aren't we, Lincoln?
Hell yeah, we'll be getting that shit fixed!
Good. Well, thanks, Lincoln. I told you not to cuss on here. All right. Now I've got things running off my board and on this, so we're going to see how this sounds, okay? The TIC is expected to explode sometime between now and September, but the exact timing of this event is uncertain. Nova Cell calls the Nova a once-in-a-lifetime experience, as TICB has exploded just twice in the 1800s. When TCRB does go Nova, matter will be scattered about into space that was previously empty. Cook says that the star system will also become hundreds of times brighter. This will make it appear like a new star in the sky. This is, of course, not the case, but Cook says it is exactly how the explosion got its name. He says that it means new star in Latin. That's literally what Nova means. Rarely... you will see a new star in the sky in the case of it, TR Corona Borealis. But, in practice, there's still two stars there. Nothing new is created. You're just blowing a bunch of junk off into space from this. That'd be pretty cool. He explains that it means a new star. Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, so that's my sound check thing. We're going to see how this works. Jimmy Crumps, what's up? Thank you for joining. I'm doing like a sound... check type of thing, because I don't know, man. I'm trying to get the sound on here right now. What I want to see is if this will run off here. This now I'm gonna be taking a break from this. I'm gonna see if sound will work on here. So let's try this. Okay. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's true. Oh, that's a good point. Right? Did just turn up that knob. I wonder if that made any difference. Okay, just click that button. So that might make it different. Okay. That might be why that didn't work. Now I wonder if it works. There's a green button. Okay. That might be why it wasn't working. Size of a heifer. maybe it'll work out. That is wild. Well, this is my voice way up to the mic, and this is kind of a way. Now, I want to hear my voice be heard over that, or no? Well, can't zero anything out. That's a good point. Well, A good point. Ah. That's a good point. This is with the mic up. Oh. just turn my board off.